Good afternoon, everyone. It is the 11th of August, 2020, and the message is on forgiveness. Recognizing that we all carry wounds in our hearts can help open the door to forgiveness. Forgiveness is hard, always when we are dealing with the deep injustices from others. It is a process that takes time, patience, and determination. Forgiveness is the art of overcoming the feeling of resentment or revenge for the person who has wronged you. The very nature of humans is to get angry and feel resentful towards those who have hurt us or did some harm to us in any way. Forgiveness is a virtue, but the way people perceive it is quite relative. Forgiveness is part of the process of healing and letting go of the past. Forgiveness can even lead to feelings of understanding, empathy, and compassion for the one who hurt you. Forgiveness doesn't mean forgetting or excusing the harm done to you or making up with the person who caused the harm. Forgiveness brings a kind of peace that helps you go on with life. Forgiveness is letting go of grudges and bitterness. Is forgiveness necessary? Maybe or maybe not. In some cases, it may not be the healthiest thing to do. This is especially true when forgiving is tantamount to giving permission to hurt you again. However, true forgiveness frees the forgiver and the forgiven. Both are released from the effects of the mistake. Forgiveness does not erase the past, but looks upon it with compassion. To withhold forgiveness keeps alive emotions of hurt, anger, and blame, which discolor your perception of life. There are four steps to forgiveness. 1. Uncover your anger. 2. Decide to forgive. 3. Work on forgiveness. And 4. Release from emotional prison. I think forgiveness can be pretty tough for all of us, but I think we do it more than we realize. Sometimes when someone apologizes to us, we are not ready to forgive. A huge part of forgiving is letting go. Though this is the tough part, focus on the things that you like about the person who has offended you, and let them know by showing your thankfulness. By doing so, your forgiveness will shine through. This is easier said than done. When forgiveness is hard, call upon other strengths. Forgive yourself. Develop a forgiving heart. When life hits us hard, there is nothing as effective as forgiveness for healing deep wounds and inner pain. Address your inner pain. It needs to be acknowledged. Forgiveness does not come easily. Studies have shown that forgiving others produces strong psychological benefits for the one who forgives. It has been shown to decrease depression, anxiety, unhealthy anger, and symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. One has to become forgivingly fit. Sometimes pride and power can weaken your efforts to forgive by making you feel entitled or inflated so that you hang on to your resentment as a noble cause. For example, you don't need to forgive your child, your spouse, or a very dear friend for being imperfect, even if their imperfections are inconvenient for you. Most of us tend to be harder on ourselves. If you are not feeling lovable because of actions you have taken, you may need to work on self-forgiveness and a sense of inherent worth. Learn to shed the bitterness. Dr. Randy Carman, a psychologist educator, says, "Forgiveness means giving up the suffering of the past and being willing to forge ahead with far greater potential for inner freedom." The problem for many of us is that sometimes we can choose to forgive another, but still in our heart of hearts, the anger or resentment lingers. Forgiveness does not change the past, but it does enlarge the future. Without forgiveness, life is governed by an endless cycle of resentment and retaliation. Martin Luther King once said, "Forgiveness is not an occasional act. It is a permanent attitude. Forgive and forget, not revenge and regret." In conclusion, I would like to talk about the great Nelson Mandela, someone whom I have admired for a very long time. He spent 27 years in prison, and in spite of suffering, imprisonment, and incarceration, he bore no grudges and forgave his detractors. To quote, he said, "As I walked out the door toward the gate that would lead to my freedom, I knew if I didn't leave my bitterness and hatred behind, I'd still be in prison." Forgiveness liberates the soul, he said. It removes fear. That is why it is such a powerful weapon. He is remembered around the world for his message of peace and unity. He fought for social justice in South Africa for 67 years. So let us all have the breadth of vision and mind and the spirit of goodwill to always forgive. Thank you.